This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer, a free-for-all Friday.
You're asking to hear something I don't want to say, but if I do say it, I think you ought to hear it.
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
All right, then you asked for it.
Yes, we did. So lay it on us. Free for All Friday means you set the tone. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Good afternoon and welcome to this Free for All Friday. And top of the agenda is this floor crossing. Now, you've got to hand it to the Liberals because instead of looking at the details of the budget, which a lot of people say has overpromised and underdelivered, except on that deficit, everybody's talking about the floor crossing that's getting them a little closer to a majority. What do you think? You vote for somebody in a federal election, and it's harder and harder to get people to vote, to get people to trust the political process. Did you vote for the person or for the party in a federal election? Most likely the party. And then that person, without any kind of consultation, without any kind of pause, just crosses the floor to the people that you voted against. What do you think about that? It is perfectly legal in our system, by the way. It absolutely is. And speaking of the budget, huge deficit. And, you know, there were a couple of, quote, temporary promises made last April for older Canadians. Well, I guess they're hoping we forgot about those because there were no signs of the temporary reduction in the RIF withdrawal, temporary increase in the guaranteed income supplement for low-income people, and a temporary lowering of the threshold for old age security, which would mean you'd pay less tax. Okay. Then we have the snow clearing saga that Jeremy talked about. The mayor promised to proactively clear the snow. I mean, what is that? They'll do it before it falls because they weren't very good at it after it fell last February. And who can forget, last week at this time, we were all excited about the potential of the Blue Jays winning it all. That didn't happen, though they did great. But a big foo-for-all, Prince Harry wearing a Dodgers cap and his wife, Meghan Markle. He has apologized for that. Is that good? And Jeremy also talked about the latest anti-Semitic attacks. Not a word from any of our political honchos. Not a word. Certainly not from Olivia Chow, who I think abets that kind of thing. And not a word from Doug Ford or Mark Carney. So lots and lots and lots to talk about today. The numbers, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And let's begin with Tom in Ajax. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, Libby. I don't know how this can be legal. I guess it is. There's nothing what can be changed. But this is a shining example of how little politicians care about the voting public that put them in that job. They elected him by 533 votes, which is a lot in that constituency. And he basically just said, you know what? I'm pouting because I didn't get the deputy speaker's job. So I'm going to go work for the people that you didn't want. So I think what might be a solution to that would be whenever a politician wants to do that, they should have to resign their seat. And there should immediately be a by-election. And that politician should have to run again in that same constituency against the person for representing the party that he was elected to represent. If he wins again, great. If he doesn't, out on the road where you belong, because you abandoned the people that voted you in and you lost their trust. And I think that might hold him accountable somehow, because in this country, politicians are not held accountable at all.
Okay, well, I mean, there are all kinds of explanations floating around, and oftentimes when a politician, instead of crossing the floor, presumably for a better job or something, they resign from the party or from the caucus and they sit as an independent. And often a by-election is called. And so a lot of people are upset about this, but as I said, perfectly legal in our British parliamentary system. But thanks for your input. Let's go to Norman in Markham. Hi, Norman.
Hi, Libby. How are you today?
I'm fine. Go ahead, Norman. Good. You're on the air.
Good. Yeah, yesterday, Libby, one of your guests at the end of the first half hour, when you were talking about the anti-Semitic problem in our country and particularly in the Toronto area, he challenged faith leaders to speak out. And I wouldn't call myself a faith leader, but I am an active Christian and an active church member. So I thought, I'm going to accept the challenge and speak out. I think that what's going on right now, the anti-Semitic protests, the violence, I think this is the defining ethical issue of this generation. And I would submit to you and to your listeners that Mr. Carney and Olivia Chow are simply, at this point, they are doing what they can to confirm their woke credentials by not speaking out on this issue. I don't know what the problem is with Mr. Ford. I mean, he's hardly woke, so I'm not sure why he isn't speaking out. But I think that Carney and Chow are confirming their woke credentials. And I would also say that one of the problems that we have is that you hear politicians reacting to the violence and to the protests, saying that this is not Canada. And I'm always puzzled by people saying when something happens in Canada and they say this is not Canada. Well, unfortunately, it is becoming Canada. And I would close my remarks by reminding listeners, I don't know whether you've heard of this this quote, Libby, but during the run up to the Second World War and to the Holocaust, a pastor in Germany by the name of Martin Niemöller talked about, he said, they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out. And then he said, then they came for me and there was no one left to speak for me. So if we don't speak out, if we don't speak in support of our Jewish neighbors and friends and brothers and sisters, when they come for the rest of us, when these protesters and the violence comes for the rest of us, who's going to speak out for us? So as I say, I think this is the defining issue of this generation, and that's my comment.
Norman, that is much appreciated. Speaking as a Jewish person, and I'm sure the rest of the community, and the quote that you ended with is very famous. And it proved out, unfortunately, to be true. And now that we are, that you hinted at the Second World War and the Holocaust, Remembrance Day is coming up on Tuesday. And I think a lot of these very young woke protesters, they have no knowledge of this. There's a lot of Holocaust denial. We have to remember that this is why we have a democratic nation. And I totally agree with you when people say this is not Canada. Look around, folks. This is Canada.
Yes, that's what. You're more than welcome. Thank you. Best of everything.
Okay. Best of everything. Let's go to Linda in Scarborough. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Libby. I just wanted to let you know that I had asked my family doctor, I said I was interested in having the RSV vaccination, and she sent a prescription to Shoppers Drug Mart. When I got there, my understanding was it should have been free because of my age. I got there, they told me it was going to cost over $291. And I told them that I understood this should have been free. And they said it would have been had my doctor gone through the government health of Department of Health and requested a vaccination from them and had it sent directly to her clinic. Anyways, fortunately.
Linda, sorry, how old are you?
I'm 77.
Okay, well, it should be free for you. Did you take it and pay them, or did you say, no thanks, I'll get it the right way?
I did take it, and when I went to my doctor, she actually had the vaccination in the refrigerator along with a newer pneumonia vaccine as well. So she said, go back to Shoppers and tell them you haven't opened it. This is within an hour. And when I went back, they said, no, once you leave the drugstore with a prescription, especially a vaccination, we won't return it. Anyways, I spoke with the owner there and pleaded my case. So he reluctantly gave me the refund. But again, he reiterated that had she gone through the Department of Health and ordered it directly to her clinic, it would have been free. But through a drugstore, you pay.
Okay, I was not aware of that. And we will follow up on that because that sounds kind of complicated. But thank you for telling us about your story, and good for you for persevering and persisting.
Yeah, and she wasn't aware of it either, because she wouldn't have sent me, obviously, to the drugstore.
Okay, Linda, and good for you also for getting that RSV shot. These vaccinations are really important, and we've been seeing this rising tide of vaccine hesitancy, but you don't want to get any of these nasty viruses.
Well, I got both the pneumonia and the RSV, one in each arm, and they said if I wait 2 more weeks, I can get my flu shot. Thanks, Libby.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, let me give the numbers out again, 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740. Let's hear from Frank in Ancaster. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Libby. How's your day going?
Day's great.
How's your day today going?
Go ahead. You're on the air. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know whether you can hear me. Can you hear me now? I'm
yes.
Sorry. I think I lost you there.
Okay, Frank, can you... Okay, we've lost Frank. We were hearing him just fine. I'm looking at the clock. It's time for our first break. Before we go to break, the numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740, and we will be right back with more of your calls and your comments.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer.
When one considers the meaning of life, it is a struggle between alternative viewpoints of life itself.
A free-for-all Friday.
And without the ability to defend one's own viewpoint against other, perhaps more aggressive ideologies, then reasonableness and moderation could quite simply disappear.
Name your topic and be as deep as you like, as long as there's a point in there somewhere. Here is Libby Znaimer.
You know, there's a lot of truth in our intro there. Reasonableness and moderation could disappear, seem to be disappearing already. We have this whole issue of floor crossing, and I really want to hear from people on their opinion. We heard from our first caller who was pretty outraged by it. It's something we've seen in Canada since Confederation, but it was pretty jarring this time. You don't usually see it on Budget Day with the Prime Minister walking into the House of Commons with the floor crosser. So what do you think? And how would you feel? And maybe it's even happened in your riding in another time where the person you voted for just up and crossed the floor to the party you probably voted against. Also, this is being interpreted as basically a big challenge to the leadership of Pierre Poilievre. It really increased the popularity of the Conservatives or how well they did in the election. But a lot of people think he made mistakes in terms of what the ballot question was I gotta say, good on Mark Carney. He is playing a very different tune than he won the election with. He was talking about elbows up, his elbows are down. He's not doing anything punitive for the Americans. He's trying to be the reasonable guy. And also, a lot of older people who would have normally voted conservative voted for him. They just like his style better. I think it comes down to that. And he made some at least temporary promises to, you know, smooth out some of the difficulties because of this tariffs. And I guess he thinks older people will just forget because they were nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. So I want to know what you think of that. The numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. Now, on Wednesday on our medical panel, I was reminding people, saying, hey people, remember that now the RSV vaccination, which can be expensive, is covered for people over 75. And we heard from Linda about what happened, when she went to get it at a pharmacy, a Shoppers Drug Mart, instead of her doctor's office. Well, now another woman named Linda also wants to talk about going to Shoppers to get her RSV. So Linda in Scarborough. Hi, Linda.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I'm 76 years old, and I was at my Shoppers Drug Mart pharmacy, where I've been for over 15 years, receiving my flu shot when I asked about the RSV vaccine, and the pharmacist told me it would cost me $300. I said I understood from multiple sources that it was free for someone who was a senior. And she said, no, it has to be taken only at the doctor's office for it to be free. I then asked her, well, then should I bring the prescription to Shoppers and take it back to the doctor? She said, no, if any pharmacy is involved in any way with the RSV vaccine, it is not covered. It is only covered if the doctor orders it, him or herself. They didn't tell me the system, but I'm presuming the doctor knows. So that's another example of knowledge that I got from the pharmacist, but has not been spread amongst the senior population, or it appears amongst anyone about that.
I had no idea myself. So this is good information, and we're going to follow up and do more of another segment on it, because who knew about this? And I have to say, I am all for increasing the scope of practice for pharmacists. They do very well. And I think that in certain things they get, I hesitate to use the word greedy, but you know what? They do very well.
Yes,
so I guess that is the arrangement. And people, hopefully you have a doctor who can give you the shot. And presumably that doctor has a nurse, because it's not worth a doctor's time. And nurse probably would be the person who would actually give the shot in a doctor's office. But we know that so many people do not have a family doctor. I don't know. Can you get it at a walk-in clinic? It opens a whole bunch of other questions, Linda. So to you and the other Linda, I'm really glad you brought it to my attention.
Thank you. I hope it helps everyone.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let us go to Daryl in Toronto. Hi, Daryl. You want to talk about floor crossing?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to take the guy's defense here. So, like, he's a politician. He's there. He's trying to represent his people, and that he may be ambitious. Most politicians are. He sees this leader come in, Poilievre, who, when Poilievre loses his seat in an election, never mind crossing the floor, he gets to cross the continent and go get a bought and paid for seat someplace else. To me, that's more outrageous than an elected member crossing the floor, because he thinks his leader is likely to lead him into another election today that he won't win, and he can't represent his people if he hasn't won. So he crosses the floor where he could probably do something for his constituents. And it's up to them in the next election whether they want to go for that or not. But like I say, to me, it's to have a politician like Poilievre lose his seat of 20 years, the electorate basically throws him out, and then he just, you know, because he's the leader of the party, he gets to go shop for another seat that's sure for him. This guy wouldn't be able to.
Well, you know what? When Pierre Poilievre lost his seat, there were a lot of shenanigans with the petitions there. So, you know what? There's shenanigans all around, which is not to say that any of them are illegal or anything, but yeah. And again, bottom line is that people are annoyed with the political process because of all these shenanigans. And in terms of the Conservatives, part of it is they seem to have a big problem deciding who they are. They threw out the last leader because he was too centrist, red Tory. They might get rid of Poilievre because he's too conservative. So, I mean, who knows what the heck is going on. Thanks very much for your call, Daryl. And let's go to Ron in Guelph. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Libby. Thanks for taking my call. I agree with your second caller there from Markham. I can't remember his name, about that unfortunate incident outside of TMU. And you don't have to be Jewish to be outraged by the behavior of some of those radical activists. And I think I've got an answer to cut down on all of this. And at least the police charged these people this time, but charging them isn't just enough. We've got to get the judges and some of the other people to actually convict some of these people to the point where they actually do jail time and get a criminal record. And a lot of these people are going to think twice if they get a criminal record, and it's going to affect their travel plans, their jobs, and everything else.
Well, you know, one of the charges this time, there were five charges, was assaulting a police officer. I mean, I think that is generally taken seriously, though you're right. We'll have to see. It's going to be, you know, there's the incident, and then there's the news that people are charged, and it's a very long time before they get a court date. And who knows, sometimes they don't even, it gets thrown out because it takes too long. Or it gets thrown out for some other reason. So you make a very good point, Ron. Thank you very much for that. People, be patient. The phone lines are here, and we will get to your calls. Let me give you the numbers again, 416-360-0740. Toll free, 1-866-740-4740. We've been talking about floor crossing. We've been talking about Pierre Poilievre as well. And we've been talking about this new information. And I thank both Lindas about the RSV vaccine. It's covered if you're over 75, but apparently not if you get it in a pharmacy. If you do that, it's about $300. That's pretty steep. You have to get it from your doctor. A lot of people don't have a doctor, or it's very hard to get in, though I assume it would be the nurse in your doctor's office giving you that shot. We're going to get a little more info on exactly how that's working as we head into next week. So we've got floor crossing. We've got Prince Harry in town apologizing for wearing a Dodgers cap that annoyed a lot of people. And he performatively put a Blue Jays hat on. So do you forgive him for that? There's that and so much else. And who could forget the promise, the latest promise from Toronto's mayor to proactively clear the snow, because that didn't happen after a big snowstorm last year. Let's go to Bill in Hamilton. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Libby. Yes, I'd like to talk about the MP crossing over to the Liberals there. You know, I find this pretty disgusting, morally reprehensible. I just think that this is the worst thing you can do. I would much rather that he would just say, look, I don't want to be part of the Conservative Party or part of that, and I'll be an independent. And this smacks of opportunism on his part. I can tell you this. If somebody I voted for, because for whatever reason, and they got elected, and then they decided, you know what, a couple of months later, I'm going to switch. I'm going to go for another party. I can tell you, I'd get a big sign made up, and I would make it my business to spend at least 1 or 2 hours, Monday to Friday, outside that MP's constituency's office, protesting. Peacefully, of course, I'd be up and down just having the sign out there. You're allowed to do things like that. Just to let these people know that you just can't do things like this. Now, I realize, having said that, it's happened before. I think liberals have crossed over to the conservative side. I can't remember.
Oh, on both sides, all sides, yes.
Yeah, and they've had opportunities. All the parties have had opportunities. Let's just talk about conservative liberals. To have put some sort of legislature or some rules in that if you did that, there should be a by-election, which is what I think should be the right thing to do. However, it's going to be status quo, and I don't know. This has a big smell for me, and I just hope the people there that voted for this gentleman don't vote for him again if he's going to try and sneak, well, he's a liberal now, all of a sudden.
Oh, well, we'll have to see. I mean, the pundits that I talk to tell me one of the main reasons people do it is because they don't think they would get elected again under their old party. So we'll have to see how it turns out. And, of course, there's this other defection, I would say, but the Edmonton MP, Matt Généroux, announced that he will resign in the spring. Before that, there had been rumors that he may cross the floor. He's not crossing the floor. He says there was no coercion involved, but who knows how this came about. And there's not a clear indication. There are a bunch more votes on the budget. When the budget bill is ready, how he is going to vote, if he is still in the Conservative caucus, so will he vote with them, or will he vote with the Liberals, or will he stay home that day? So it's all quite interesting, and I understand why you're annoyed, Bill. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, let me give those numbers out again. Floor crossing, the issue of the day. So more people don't like it than do like it or can understand why. But I want to hear from you either way. We have that interesting RSV story that I was unaware of. And again, thanks to the Lindas for making me aware. And we will follow up on that. And we have some really bad anti-Semitic attacks, let's call them what they are, attacks, when you break into a place or try to by breaking windows with screwdrivers and other implements, that's pretty threatening. That's an attack. That's not a protest. And it's pretty violent. And again, thank you to our caller who expressed allyship, but to all the people who react by saying this isn't Canada, well, it is Canada these days. I'm sorry to say that, but that is the truth of the matter. So, numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. Let's hear from Jerry and Markham. Hello, Jerry. Jerry, are you there? Hello? Hello? I'm wondering if there's a problem with my phones. Jerry, are you there? Okay. Well, I don't know. So again, going over the topics, I don't know. There's something, it looks like there's something a little technically wrong here. We're going to have to sort that out. So why don't we take our break a few minutes earlier, and we'll come back hopefully with more of your calls and your comments. And again, before we go to break, the numbers to call, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer, a free-for-all Friday. Step up, say your piece, and we promise not to interrupt.
Excuse me!
Just be lively about it. We have a lot of listeners hanging on your every word. Here is Libby Znaimer.
Welcome back to this free-for-all Friday. A lot to talk about. We've been hearing kind of people on all sides of the issue of floor crossing. We've been hearing from people who really don't like it. Some say you should have to have a by-election, or you should have to sit as an independent if you're a politician and you don't like your old party anymore. I don't know how you put those rules into effect. We've had floor crossers since Confederation, and it is perfectly legal. It was pretty out there this time with Mark Carney, the Prime Minister, walking in with Chris D'Entremont, the longtime Conservative, who did cross the floor. And again, got to hand it to the Liberals. They sold this budget as generational, huge investments, a big shift, and a lot of people are saying ho-hum, except for the deficit. But people are talking about the floor crossers, one floor crosser, and that includes me talking about the floor crosser. Let me give the numbers out again as we head in. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-740-4740. And let us go to Sharon in Mississauga. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Libby. How are you? Hello.
I'm fine. Go ahead, Sharon. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Sharon speaking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, I'm not talking about the floor crosser. I'm talking about Mayor Olivia Chow. She's very much anti-Semitic, and she does herself no justice by condoning what happened to our Jewish people. And she needs to go. She serves many nationalities, and she needs to go.
Okay. Well, we do have a municipal election coming up, not for a while. It is next fall, so people will be wondering what that choice is. Thanks very much, Sharon. Let's go to Betty in Toronto. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Libby. Just turning my radio down. I was just phoning because, well, I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, here it comes. Welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. It's about the floor crossing. I can't imagine that someone who does that takes that decision lightly, and that, to me, it seems as though someone would do that only if they had very strong convictions about, in this case, the budget, and overall, the best for the country. I just, you know, I mean, someone's not going to do that. I mean, it's an indication to their constituents that they feel so strongly about this that they're going to do that. I would think it's a good thing.
Okay. Well, yeah, people are divided on this for sure. Betty, thank you very much for your call. Appreciate it, and keep on calling. The numbers, 416-360-0740, toll-free 1-866-740-4740. And let us go to Sandra in East York.
Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Sandra, I have a few things to say, and I am very, very upset about the people that are, or what's happening, you know, this push, you know, against the Jewish people. I'm not Jewish, but any interaction that I have had with Jewish people have been positive, starting with doctors that probably saved my life, and then the lawyers and the businessmen and the people in general. We should be celebrating their contribution to this country and everywhere that they live. And that's what I need to say.
Okay, much appreciated, Sandra. Thank you so much for that. Okay, let us go to David in Bradford. Hello, David. David, I see that you want to talk about the Legion and supporting the Legion. Are you there, David?
I am here, Libby. Can you hear me?
Okay, please go ahead.
I just wanted to thank you and add a more positive note and the Zoomer Radio crew for advocating for our vets, those guys serving and girls serving us around the world and here to keep us safe and helping our Royal Canadian Legion members who need more help. And I think you may have helped make this the best poppy campaign ever, at least in Ontario, by sharing your tale of putting bills in the poppy boxes if you don't carry change. My daughter and I both did. Yeah. My daughter and I both did that the other night, getting groceries, and it felt great. I mean, we gave, and it's just a little thing to help in a small way to create positive change, but it felt good. And I resented being in a grocery store that overcharges me, but I didn't resent at all giving money for nothing except to help those people. So I wanted to thank you, and the suggestion of donating online at legion.ca or thepoppystore.ca and getting some great gear, that's a great idea because you don't have to touch money. You know, there's no germs. You don't have to go outside. You just go online.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that, David. So we did a story. I finally saw a poppy box when my husband and I were getting our flu and COVID shots last week. And then, of course, it's like, oh, my goodness, we don't carry change anymore. And my husband is a bit old fashioned. So he does have change. But he said, oh, I just kind of, I don't know, got it all together before I left the house. I don't even know where his change would come from. And I found a loonie in my purse, but I didn't think that was enough. So I put a bill in now. So here's the thing. They are transitioning. They know that no one or almost no one carries change anymore. We're used to giving that way. I mean, it's true. You can donate to the Legion anytime, anytime. They'll be happy to accept your donation, but that's what we're used to. And around the country, generally, there are 20,000 of these poppy cash boxes that we're all used to giving in and then picking up a poppy that, you know, will probably fall off your clothing in the first three steps, but that's another story. They do have some tap options, but that's 2,000 compared to 20,000. I have never seen a box with a tap option, or not yet anyway. So people, yes. And the Remembrance Day is coming up next Tuesday. And that's the 11th hour of the 11th year, of the 11th month, November the 11th, Remembrance Day, lest we forget. And there are a lot of younger people who have no memory of the big wars, where those of us who are older, we all knew somebody who served or who was affected or who came to this country after surviving it. And that is not the case for younger people, but we have current vets who have participated in peacekeeping and in wars that we have taken part in, and they need to be valued. We have just increased our commitment, our military commitment. That is a big, big amount in this budget, but there's a shortage in terms of people signing up. So we have to show respect for our military, for our soldiers, for all the support staff. That's my little advocacy of that for the day. Let's go to Shelley in Thornhill. Hi, Shelley.
Oh, hi. I was calling about Olivia Chow. On so many levels, she is so upsetting, but she's also biased. And I thought she was elected by and for all the people. Clearly, she's chosen sides, and she is spouting things that aren't true about genocide. Israel is actually the one that's being attacked, and there's this worldwide campaign, media campaign, which is absolutely brilliant, that is fooling so many people across the world, and they're not noticing that Israel's been attacked so many times. And you can't come to a dance party and kill people and walk over and do it and be one of their policies or their is to destroy Israel. How can neighbors live that way? Israel has to defend himself. But what's worse is having a leader in Toronto go up and claim that there's genocide. I don't know how she got elected. I think she should check her facts. Someone has to educate her that she is taking all the misinformation out there, and does she think that will unite Toronto? It's going to make more attack.
Okay, Shelley,
Yes?
I think we lost you. Thank you very much for that. And people here in Toronto have zero impact on what Israel does or does not do. And a lot of people are very upset with that and so much else. And, you know, here is one of the sad facts that in all cities around the country, mayors, municipal leaders are elected with a very small percentage of the vote. People don't bother to come out. And it seems like one of the biggest factors is just name recognition. People who do vote, the minority of people who vote, walk into a voting booth, they see a name they recognize, check mark, and it's even worse for jobs like school trustees, which also the very left-wing NDP has gotten hold of because of that. So, yes, people, we need to pay more attention to what happens at the city level, because a lot of your money is being wasted. That is in addition to things like our caller just mentioned that you probably don't like. What is our money going to? What kind of initiatives is our money going to? Who is being supported? It's the friends of the left-wing group that controls City Hall. It's the unions they're allied with. And if you don't like it, you've got to vote. And speaking of voting, a big issue of the week is floor crossing. And we have Jerry and Markham. Are you the Jerry we just spoke to?
Well.
Yes. Okay, Jerry. We already heard you. Thanks for your call. I am going to go to Jim in Toronto. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Libby, you're a great host. I just wanted to say I want to thank Doug Ford for the getting rid of the speed cameras and giving the roads to good drivers back in Etobicoke. And I think, Libby, you got to talk to Moses Eimer. He's a media genius, and he's got to use his pull to give out, you know, send out the information to about this, you know, about, you know, what's going against Jews and that. He's got to do everything he can to educate people for the truth, you know, because it's terrible what's going on. And the last thing, Olivia Chow, you know when you call people names, but really she's a goof. She's goofy. She's a goof, and that's it. She's a goof. Thanks, Libby.
And we see her everywhere, dressed up in costume, dancing. I do have to hand it to her. She's in very good physical shape. obviously does a lot of exercise. That is a good example to us. But the rest of it, some of it, you got to shake your head. Jim, thanks very much for your call. Let us go to Joan in Burlington. You want to talk about the RSV vaccine?
Yes. I'd like briefly to say about the floor crossing, I do not approve of it. In my personal opinion, Mr. Carney might be a good in investments. He has a good reputation there. But I do not honestly think he's a good politician. That's that. And with RSV, I got mine last year. I went to the pharmacy. I got my prescription from the doctor. Absolutely no problem whatsoever getting it.
Yeah, for if people are deemed to be at risk, and I think over 65, then you are eligible, but I don't know what kind of paperwork your doctor had to do to get that, or the pharmacist, but you are right, Joan. People who are considered to be immunocompromised or at risk can also get the RSV shot, and thanks very much for that. Again, we are going to try to sort this out next week because, again, I thank the Lindas for bringing that whole thing to my attention. Let's go to Steve in Brampton. Hi, Steve.
Oh, hi, Libby. Really quick, this is a message for Olivia Chow, for Doug Ford, to a lesser extent Ford, and to Prime Minister Carney. I'm not a member of the Jewish community. I've said this before, but I am a seventh generation Canadian, and I am ashamed to be a Canadian, a citizen of Ontario and born in Toronto. When I look at what's not being done to address what's happening in the streets of Toronto and has been happening, let's be honest, since October the 7th, to me, the politicians have simply abdicated their jobs. They've sacrificed principle for vote counts, and I'm almost, I have no words for it, but I am ashamed. I am absolutely ashamed of what's happening to the Jewish community in Toronto, and that's really all I have to say.
Okay, Steve, thank you so much. I have to say I'm certainly not a representative of the Jewish community, but I think pretty safe to say that that kind of support and allyship is just so welcome and so appreciated, and you are right. We are hearing nothing from our political leaders, probably a vote count, but who knows? Maybe it's a matter of conviction for some of them. And it is very upsetting, and I hark back to our caller at the beginning of the show who reminded us of that very old quote, that very old, you know, first they came for the Jews and nobody said anything. And then at the end, then they came for me and there was nobody left. Because if you think that people who are advocating a radical Islamist agenda, if you think that they are in favor of Western values, you are very much mistaken. And as another caller pointed out, this is the result of a brilliant media campaign, kind of dressing up a lot of this stuff in the language of progressiveness, inclusivity, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, it is a brilliant campaign. It has been unbelievably successful. And again, I'm sure everybody really appreciates your allyship. And I am looking at the clock and we're out of time. And that is all the time we have for Fight Back for today and for this week. And I will be back here on Monday. We will talk then. And next week, I'll also tell you a little bit about the upcoming launch of my latest documentary on my latest cancer treatment, from a terrible diagnosis to a miraculous recovery. Thank you so much to University Health Network and my doctors. But this is a really interesting story as well. Also, next week, we have Remembrance Day. Please remember. And that's, again, all the time we have for Fight Back for this week.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.